This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Cascade City County Health Department in Great Falls, Montana, has confirmed salmonella cases of illness, the majority of which are within the Great Falls Public School System. Of 10 confirmed cases, 9 came from within 4 Great Falls elementary schools, with another in a Great Falls secondary school. Test results will determine whether the Great Falls cases are linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak of illness. The health department is investigating whether the salmonella poisoning came from a specific food source. Great Falls schools are toughening all food safety measures, including washing hands often to avoid more cases. In response to the outbreak, Great Falls Public Schools announced, "While we are still waiting for results to identify the source of the salmonella contamination, out of an abundance of caution, Great Falls Public Schools will temporarily remove fresh fruits and vegetables. Dried and canned fruits will replace fresh options in all schools." In the past, outbreaks in other locations have been linked to fresh fruits and vegetables. Salmonella are bacteria, germs, that can make people sick. Salmonella is typically spread by consuming contaminated food and may be contracted from infected people that are handling or in contact with food. Symptoms of salmonella poisoning usually start 6 hours to 6 days after infection and usually last 4 to 7 days. Symptoms of salmonella poisoning include diarrhea, cramps, headache, nausea and vomiting, loss of appetite, fever, and dehydration. The Onion, the satirical and humor news company that repeatedly spoofed conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, now has one control over his media empire, most notably InfoWars, the far-right conspiracy-minded website that served as Jones' primary online platform. The Onion won Alex Jones' InfoWars in a bankruptcy auction. The Onion plans to shutter Jones' InfoWars and rebuild the website featuring well-known internet humor writers and content creators. Jones, one of the most high-profile and financially successful alternative media personalities, built a small empire off a radio show-turned-internet video operation centered around the InfoWars brand that focused on false and often bizarre claims about grand conspiracies and government wrongdoing. Funds generated from the sale are meant to satisfy Jones' estate creditors, comprised largely of victims' families of the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting, to whom Jones must pay damages in defamation verdicts. Sandy Hook families filed lawsuits in Connecticut and Texas, claiming that Jones defamed them on his show and inflicted emotional distress by repeatedly suggesting that the shooting, in which a gunman killed 20 first-grade children and 6 adults, was a hoax. Juries awarded the families nearly $1.5 billion in total in their lawsuits, but they have been unable to collect anything from Jones, who claimed he can't afford that massive a sum. Jones filed for bankruptcy in late 2022, and a judge in June allowed him to liquidate his personal assets to help pay off the verdicts. The sale of Jones' InfoWars had the backing of several of the Connecticut families of the Sandy Hook shooting who were part of the lawsuit. Chris Matei, attorney for the Connecticut families, said, "Our clients knew that true accountability meant an end to InfoWars and an end to Jones' ability to spread lies, pain, and fear at scale. By divesting Jones of InfoWars assets, the families and the team at The Onion have done a public service and will meaningfully hinder Jones' ability to do more harm." The anti-violence organization Every Town for Gun Safety said it will be the exclusive advertiser in The Onion's new venture as part of a multi-year agreement. John Feinblatt, the group's president, said in a statement that he hopes to reach new audiences ready to hold the gun industry accountable for contributing to our nation's gun violence epidemic. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.